Next
this
up.
This one is really creepy.
This is totally creepy. The future is apparently here, and it's creepier than we ever imagined. A Japanese company called Vinclu is now taking pre-orders from Japan and the United States for a new interactive, artificial intelligence-driven home automation system, or as the promos make it appear, a virtual girlfriend for lonely businessmen. It's not super creepy.
It is creepy. Sasha. Like, we start off with you mixing up Star Wars and Star Trek, and then you start telling us about
virtual girlfriends.
Virtual girlfriends in a box.
They're not a great alternative, like,
to real
people if you have a real person as an option. But not everybody has a real person as an option.
Yes, but having the virtual option then prevents you from the necessity of going out and finding a real person. Maybe, you know what? Let's just test it out. We'll get one and do the news.
I'm not getting a virtual girlfriend.
With the girlfriend in the box. And then if...
She would misread things.
Maybe not. Maybe not.
What if we built something that looked like the virtual girlfriend box?
And put Sasha in it?
And put Sasha
maybe
in it.
Maybe for Halloween this year, I should be, yeah, Sasha in
week.
A box.
Let's just do it next week.
Next week.
She's on Chroma Key. We can do these things. Who could build something like that?
I think it's... I think that it's a really great idea.
That
it shouldn't be used for them...
Garby's saying do it.
Yep, like, that's our news segment next week.
Like, what? What is... I'm just...
Right? Because then, listen, Jeff, if she was hooked up to the robot kitchen and you had a hankering for something and then you were like, and then you could just text her, like, I kind of want, like, cabbage rolls tonight. And she'd be like, well, you better pick up some canned tomatoes because we're out.
Okay. So, all right. We're not recording, correct?
We are recording and we're live.
Okay. Live is one thing. Recording is... Okay. So, what...
Blooper reel.
Like, what happens when all of a sudden there's a mod for a clothesless... version?
There won't be.
Guaranteed.
She's only
there will
this
be.
Big.
She's tiny.
Guaranteed
she's
there
a
will
tiny
be.
Thing.
Oh, someone will hack it. You know.
Guaranteed there will be.
It's the like, whole reason for the internet is porn.
Okay. That's, okay. That's, well. Okay. So.
So now you're sitting there going, "I'm bored. Hey, do me a favor. Give me a show." And your box gives you a show. Like.
I have more faith. I feel like.
She's the one who has no faith in humankind.
So
going
she wants
to the moon.
Robots.
Going to the moon.
But I just...
Wow.
This
no,
is why...
No, I don't think it needs... I don't think that it needs to be exploited in a sexual matter. I think that it's an emotional thing.
I think
thing.
Jeff just says it's going to be, but yes, it is going to be a problem as far as emotional goes. I suspect. Is that the end of the conversation? Are we
done?
Signing
it's
off?
Not... No. Well, yeah, we're signing off. It's not the end of the conversation. It will be... just a forever.
This is going to go on like the grandma's robot making lasagna, isn't it?
I'm willing to let grandma's robot lie.
What if you could, Sasha, you had a great suggestion about connecting this to grandma's cooking robot.
I know. I think that it would be a great connection. I think that she could what she could like? Orchestrate your meals. She could tell you in the fridge what you needed. And
what would you like for dinner,
exactly.
Sweetheart? I'll build it with my robot arms.
Dinner will be ready in 15 minutes, sweetie. Better get on that subway. I can see that you're lollygagging. Don't get in that lineup.
Lollygagging?
She would say lollygag.
Is that a word that they use that
she
the kids use
she
these
would
days?
Say
has anybody like? I don't think anybody said lollygagging in the last 60, 70 years, except for Sasha.
She's bringing it back.
I'm Grandma Sheik.
You know, technology's just getting weird.
I
thought Tamagotchi was cool. Now girlfriend in a box. Come on.
Okay, but what if technology was your assistant? What if it like you get into
then you
a
get
line.
Jarvis. Then okay, you are Zuckerberg.
But you get into a lineup and your phone buzzes and says you actually don't have time for this. Move along, my friend.
Then that tells me my computer's watching what I'm doing, where I'm going.
My phone stalks me.
Sure it does.
Yeah.
Did I tell you about the time that my wife and I had a conversation on the phone and then I opened up Facebook and there was an ad specifically about the thing that we were talking about? I'm convinced Facebook was listening to us.
Yeah. Or you have schizophrenia.
That's possible.
I'm starting to think so.
This whole...
You know how you won't let something go?
You know how you're so bothered by this?
I just see humanity it, just going downhill.
No, relax into it.
No,
it's good.
Just humanity just...
Oh, Sparkly Balls is finally back on my team. Lollygagging is a valid word in the UK.
Legit word, just saying, hasn't really... in the UK?
Dawdle? Would you rather I say dawdle?
Dawdle works.
Dawdle is better than lollygag?
I just...
You're getting very persnickety.
Listen, if it's over one syllable, it's just not worth it.
That's because of Twitter.
Exactly.
You have bit. Your brain has been hacked.
Possibly.
Yeah. Okay, guys.
We need a debate show. We need to do a 1 hour debate show.
Oh my gosh. Just Sasha and Jeff head to head.
Like the Irrelevant Show on CBC.
Hagamoto brings up a good point. I'm waiting for the first person who is arrested and convicted because they told Alexa to search for something. Oh my goodness, I'm just creeped out by this. Good night. Merry Christmas. See
you soon. Yeah, Merry Christmas, everybody.
See you soon. Sorry that they creeped you out.
Garbies with Jeff.
I'm going to have nightmares.
I realize I'm in the minority, but that doesn't make me wrong.
I'm going to have nightmares. My computer is trying to date me.
Loves you. You love your computer. There's nothing wrong with this.
Yes, but not emotionally. I just have a fond regard.
And how much time do you spend with your computer every day, Jeff?
Are we talking about my work computer or my personal computer? I don't get enough time with my personal computer.
You would like to get more time with your personal computer?
I would like my personal computer to make itself available to me more often, but I have to share it with others in my family.
Okay. Garby, it turns out, is on my side. I thought that he was with you, but it's... Okay. We're actually leaving. Yeah. Bye, everybody.